How you doing, Russ?
Good. How are you doing, Gord?
Good. How was your summer? How's life?
Oh, real good. Enjoyed it. Yeah.
Hi, Russ. Hi, Russ.
Simmer, how are you?
Hey, how are your dogs, Roberta and Simmerina?
They're doing great.
Good. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't go by those names, but it's okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, at some point, I mean, a guy takes your pets have a lot of pride, okay? And, you know,
they do.
You're, pet pride.
Yeah, and you're standing up for them all the time that he's blatantly and intentionally besmirching their real names.
Yeah, so, Simmer's like Sean Avery to my dogs, but whatever.
and what are their real names now? Because I've kind of forgotten.
Gordina?
It's Kaya, Jordan, and Perla.
Oh, there's three of them?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You know, quick one before we get other things. It was interesting talking to Mike Harrington. He mentioned about Jimmy Vesey, you know, not going to the Buffalo Sabres, didn't go to Nashville. There was the two teams that briefly held his right, or Buffalo briefly held holding his rights. He's just saying, like, you know, why do you think he chose New York? Was it the glitz, the star power? And also, it puts a little bit more, or do you agree, pressure on him that he cannot be a run-of-the-mill type player. I mean, people really have heightened expectations given what's gone on the last 6 months.
They do, but believe it or not, these days in New York, I don't think the expectations would be higher for him than if he were in Toronto or Boston. I think he went to New York because he really is close to Kevin Hayes. He has a relationship with Chris Drury. Drury, you know, kind of was in the meeting, and he obviously spoke to him and it hit a chord, and Drury got a promotion as a result. Mm-hmm. But I think VC will fit in well. I mean, they had a need there. It's a great rink. Everybody wants to play at MSG. I mean, that's no surprise. So I think it just happened to work out for them. I never thought that they were the leader, and I never thought they were going to get them. But I never thought they were out of it either. I when I saw that Alain Vigneault was getting involved, I knew that they would have a chance because he's a persuasive guy, a really good coach, and clearly that had a factor in it, too, with him being in the meetings.
Chris Drury, they gave him the assistant GM job, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No guarantees, as Mike Harrington brought up from the Buffalo News. You know, we saw the Rangers have gone down this road before. But was Hayes one of the – I know Matt Gilroy was a defenseman. That didn't work out.
Gilroy was one. Ryan Haggerty was one. Gilroy, the problem with Gilroy was he was an overager. And so he really had a great – I covered the Frozen Four that he was in, and I wasn't that impressed because I felt like he was just getting too much hype, and it did turn out that way. Haggerty was a guy they brought in because he was a big, tough guy, and they thought he could maybe get some dirty goals. That didn't work out. But VC is a different kind of guy. He really plays a 200-foot game. He's much better than the other guys they've tried to bring in on this route. So – and I think this one will be successful. I mean, again, it does show you, though, you could bring in four or five or six of these guys and probably only one's going to pan out. Like, that is, you know, those are the odds. It's just that when we blow up one or two of them really big, and, you know, the expectations certainly grow.
Yeah, I think it's tough because college free agent, the college free agent route, we'd have to kind of go back down through the list of other are there any kind of
Justin Schultz.
Justin Schultz.
Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christian Hansen.
Also the guy from the defenseman, Mike Riley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I still think he'll be a factor, but again, he wasn't ready right away. It's hard.
Casey Bailey.
It's a big jump.
Actually, no, I'm getting the wrong guys.
And I think
Jimmy Vesey was drafted. So Jimmy Vesey's a different animal.
Yeah, I know, but he was drafted, but he's one of these guys that didn't sign with his team and then was kind of out there in the what would you call it, sweepstakes?
Yes, he was in the sweepstakes. He was drafted by Nashville, but then he opted out, and so then he ended up in this pool of guys. All of this pool, most of these guys that we're talking about were drafted too.
Yeah,
and the other curious thing is there's a rookie salary cap now, so you're limited. It's not like you know Eric Lindros, for example. I know a different case, but able to get unlimited funds and justifiably so, given what he was sold for. But way back when. So anyway, from Jimmy Vesey, which, you know, we'll talk about, you know, down the road quite a bit, quite extensively. But boy, so the World Cup, and I automatically I would think Team North America would be your bread and butter. But tell your impressions about the team and about the tournament in general.
Well, I so far I like the tournament. I like the speed of it. I like the competitiveness of the players. You know, we kept hearing a little bit too much with, well, I can't play because I'm injured, and so that sort of became like this headline before the tournament started. But now the tournament's going, you can see how invested the players are. It's just that they can't lose their day jobs, right? That's the one that pays them. So if they feel like it's going to compromise their season, they had to drop out. I get that. But I really have loved the play. I think the fans have been in it. I think it's great for all of us that were sort of pining away for hockey over the last couple of months. And so I think it's been a success so far. I think Team North America has been largely ignored, I think, in the media, and from the sense that, well, they're just kids, you know, what could they really do? And I always felt like they were going to be a good team and be a factor in this, and I still feel that way.
Hey, they weren't ignored here on Stella Consumer. We've been pumping their tires for the intangible excitement drama factor all sits with Team North America.
Well, and having teenage sons.
Yeah.
That's the sexy team, right, for them.
Yeah, it is. The interesting thing is these guys don't come in with long-term injuries or being banged up or having, you know, they don't have a Stanley Cup run to come off. And so you kind of knew they would come out with a lot of jump and with something to prove. And they have done that. Matt Murray was the only one that came in off the Stanley Cup run, and everybody was sort of like, well, is he going to still be good? Well, we got that answer. He is still going to be good, and he's going to be their starter. So that's going to be a big deal. The line of Goudreau, Eichel, and McDavid is pretty fantastic. And then if there were doubters for Auston Matthews, you could see it doesn't really matter what defenseman is on him. He's going to get his shots on goal. And he's going to make plays for other guys and set up goals for other guys. That's just what he does. He will be an impact player. You can't really hold a guy like that back. You could game plan against him, but it's just like any other team. Like Team Canada is certainly more talented because they're veterans, but it's hard to game plan against any one player on that team, too.
Russ Cohen from Hockey Prospects Radio also covers the Philadelphia Flyers. That's kind of your home rink, and yep. New York Rangers as well. You know, I brought up the VC thing in some of the historical list because I thought Kevin Hayes was the same thing because his draft rights were traded a couple of times, and
he was a Chicago pick,
and then wasn't that a free agent situation with the Rangers? That was a sweepstakes situation, wasn't it?
Trying to think, Chicago. You know what? It was, yes, because
that's
he
what
did,
I thought.
Yeah, he did opt out with Chicago at the last minute. They did look like they were going to keep him, and then didn't. So yes, that's correct.
Right, so VC's buddy, the reason he's there, went through kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it went kind of the same route. It did. I guess it was just more, the thing with VC was it was out there the whole time. With Hayes, it was sort of like last minute, hey, I'm not going to be with
like
the Blackhawks. So the
right.
memory's a little different.
Right, right. Real quick on the Team Finland. We're talking about D and depth and Sweden, how good it is, and Canada. There's a couple American hockey leaguers essentially playing for Finland, no? Isn't like Lindell, a guy who may or may not make the big stars, is on that roster? And then who's Ville Poka? Is he playing for them?
Ville Poka, I think, is playing for them, but I haven't watched more than a few minutes of Team Finland. Esa Lindell is definitely NHL ready. It's just a matter of, can Lindy Ruff work with a young defenseman? Because Lindy seems to have some trouble sometimes working with younger players. But he is a really good offensive defenseman who skates really well. Plays a decent defensive game, and we'll see if he sort of plays tight enough for Lindy, but he's going to get a look in camp. There's no doubt about it. And he's probably one of the better hidden gems in the NHL. Ville Poka is a really good talent, too. I hope he gets a chance. I do, because he really could have a little bit of impact. But, I mean, Patrick Laine is sort of stealing the show there, which is good. I mean, again, I think this tournament, what it's going to show to a lot of people is that hockey's getting younger. It's a younger game. You know, you look at Zdeno Chara out there, just not to pick on him, but he's getting killed out there. Sequeira, you know, if he tried to pinch for a minute, was getting killed last night. So I think you have to look at those things, too.
I hope Ville Poka is a happy, friendly guy. That's just a very happy name, right? Just, you know,
yeah,
hope
he
he's got
be
a good
physical.
Person.
He's not that friendly.
Yeah, I know, just whatever. Sounds harmless. Well, there you go.
Ville Poka. Let's go do a little Ville Poka.
Saturday, Prospects Radio, of course, back on the airwaves. So it's kind of like you're starting from the base of it again about revamping up. Who are the Auston Matthews, the Connor McDavids heading into the upcoming season? The obvious ones, and then are there a couple that you're really intrigued at this point as we slice and dice the draft throughout the season?
Well, there's American kid Kaylor Yamamoto, heck of a talent. I mean, he's a really good player. Nolan Patrick, been getting 100 points the last couple of seasons. He's a heck of a player. He's probably going to be the first overall, but there's a kid, Liljegren, from Sweden, who really can do everything on defense, played in the under-18s, has a lot of offense in his game, smooth skater. You never know. It'll be between him and Patrick, but Yamamoto is a heck of a talent, too. We're talking about the USHL kickoff classic this week, and so a guy like Ryan Savage, who's not even draft eligible for this year, he's a 2018 kid, will be in that. And there'll be some other big names. You know, in the past, I've covered a few, and Scott Mayfield was a name that was in one, and certainly he's gotten some NHL time and might get some more in the future. So it's always a fun tournament.
Oh, yeah, the prospects game. What is it in Philly?
Yes, it's in Philly in a couple weeks.
I will
definitely be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's right, I forgot about that.
This is the
U.S.
It's nice to just roll out of bed and go. I like that.
Yeah, the All-American U.S. Superstar
game. All-American Prospects game.
All-American Prospect game, okay.
Well, more thoughts of Ville Poka. We'll chat down the road as well. Look forward to you being back on the airwaves this weekend, Russ, and always appreciate, look forward to your visits as well. Thanks very much,
okay,
as always. Russ Cohen, the co-host.
Woof, woof.